I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure some people still working their way through reading it. It took a long time to read, but thinking about it a lot, I feel like it's over here. Like, I just think it would be better for both sides probably part ways. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's really a viable solution right now. And I just try to think of the motivations of why Joel decided to do this interview right now. And I feel like if the goal is to come back and really get healthy and try to make another run at this thing, I just don't think this would have been productive. And, I feel like he wants to leave here. That's my grand takeaway, but would love to get your takes as well. 215-592-9494 on our side topic today. Who or what gets caught off the viral Coldplay video of the people having the affair? Let's go back to the phones. Go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
What's your name? TK, what's up, man?
What's up, Chuck?
John, what up, John? Welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm not doing bad. Not doing bad. Whoever else is in the studio, how you doing? I think Dev is in the studio. Who else in there?
I'm here. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Buzz, Fran, on? Tucker.
Okay. Well, everybody. Hey,
Lewis is back here.
Tucker left. Right. Tucker. Yeah. Tucker went to get a
morning
coffee.
Show, I tell you, big people are in and out. I tell you, I don't know who's in from day to day. So I just say everybody. But listen, let me say this, right? You know, the Phillies. I don't think they got a chance of making the World Series unless they make a trade or two at the deadline. You know, they got to get a bat, a center fielder preferably, and a reliever. And then I'll be on board with them. But as far as Joel Embiid go, listen, I want to let people know out there, people think I'm the ultimate Joel Embiid hater. I didn't start souring on the guy until I seen things in the playoffs that I didn't approve of. You know, it has nothing to do with his injury history, okay? If he was just injured, I would still like the guy. But, I mean, when you call out in a playoff game, you know, when you could have took a commanding 3-1 lead against Toronto, who went on to win a championship that year, you could have probably won the championship. Who knows if you take them out? You know, it was wide open that year. I can't get with you. You know, when you moped in the series against Miami and you're one, and it's tied 1-1, and you moped because you found out you didn't win MVP, I can't get with you. You know, and you don't want to talk to your teammates when you're doing a playoff series. I just can't get with you, man. You know, when you have a 6-foot guard like Trae Young come in and just house you, you know, and he's the better player on the floor, you know, in that series, I can't get with you. And when you got Doris Burke, who calls you out, him and James Harden walking up the court in game 6 against Boston, and, you know, at home, I can't get with you, man. You know what I mean? This is stuff right here that has turned me off from Joel Embiid. It has nothing to do with the injury history. So I'm tired of people saying that, you know, because he's injured, this is why people are sour on him. No, it's the things he's done in the playoffs that why people have soured on him. When he could have been the best player on the court, he chose not to be.
Well, Chuck, Well, Chuck, and it's not just the playoffs. And one of the things, honestly, one of the things that disappointed me the most about that article is they ask him about that Maxi meeting. And he still thinks like he was wronged because somebody leaked the details of the meeting. Like, that just shows me, like, dude, that's not the problem. Like, the problem is that Tyrese Maxey had to tell you what to do to begin with. Like, that's the bigger issue. And the fact that he doesn't get that is so disappointing.
It's the mentality, man. You know what I mean? It's the mentality. You know, I remember vividly against Al Horford in the playoff game. Oh, yeah, P.J. Tucker coming up to him wanting to, you know, give him a pep talk. Like, you know, it's just the mentality, man. That's why I don't like Joel Embiid, and I will never like the guy. You know, is he a talented player? Absolutely. You know what I mean? We've seen his talent. You know, but does that translate to the playoffs? When you had a chance to win a championship and you was healthy in a series, you called out sick. You know, when you had a chance to beat Miami, you got mad because you didn't win an MVP. You moped, and they wound up losing that series. Like, you close have been the best player on the floor. And I tell you, when he played against Toronto, he had a squad that year. I mean, you had Jimmy Butler. You had Ben Simmons in his prime. You had Tobias Harris. You had J.J. Redick. You had a team, man. You had a bench players. You know, that was a very good team that year, and it was a deeper team that year. And we still lost that series because our best player chose not to show up when it counted the most.
I got you,
Chuck. Sour on Joel Embiid.
Chuck, what do you got for our what do you got for our side topic? Who or what gets caught?
A mouse in a trap.
Oh, that's a good
one. Oh, that's a really good answer.
Appreciate the call, Chuck. That was...
I don't know how none of us thought of that before.
The simplest answer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a very creative answer.
Yeah.
So, well,
like
well
almost
done,
so
Chuck.
Like so simple that I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I like that.
An enlightening answer from Chuck there. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. And with the Embiid thing again, like it's... I think anybody who reads that article, it's impossible not to at least feel for him on like the human level and the stuff that he's been, because obviously he has been through a lot.
But then right. I check myself, Tom, because I realize like that is the intention. You know, this article was put out.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
There by his camp to make us realize just how hard he's had it. You know, to make us realize the knee that was so swollen, you know, the quotes in there from, I forget who it was. It was a teammate talking about how...
It was Batum.
Yeah, Nick Batum saying, you know, I saw his knee. I don't even know how he was playing. You know, this information is being disseminated to us for a reason. And it feels so intentional now. You know, sometimes it bothers me while reading through all of that Joel really feels like this is the beginning of the end.
Right.
And these are the reasons. He is providing, you know, Joel is so deep and complex, not just as a basketball player, but as you learn more about him and you read the article, you learn just how everyone realizes that. And this feels like it's what someone who's deep and complex does when they're building a case for why they shouldn't be here.
Yeah, and I that's the way I took it, John. And I just think, you know, the timing of it is just not, I mean, it's not productive for the team. Like, and if that's the goal is to win, this is not gonna lead you down that road in a productive way. And I just... That part of it does bother me. And again, when you look at it from a human level, I think anybody can be supportive and understand what he's gone through. But at the same time, like the stuff about that meeting with Maxi in Miami, that disappoints me so much that like he's still so focused on, oh, well, somebody leaked it and that's not fair and that's not right for me. When the problem is, that shouldn't need to happen in the first place. You know, like you are the 10-year veteran. You are the guy who's supposed to be the leader of the team. You have a guy who came into the league 3-4 years ago who, I mean, honestly cares for it. I mean, Maxie's one of his guys, is telling you these are the things that you need to do. That shouldn't be happening. And that's something that Joel should recognize, but I don't think does. And that's concerning. Let's go to Mario in Pottstown. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're all having a good Friday morning.
Thanks, Mario.
As far as the Phillies, I think you guys just need a reliever and then like a center fielder. If you got those two pieces, I really
just
think there may
need.
Be a
shot. Yeah,
just
need.
Like an all-star center fielder and an all-star reliever. That would be nice,
it.
Mario.
That's all we need.
Yeah, as far as that.
It's doable.
As far as the whole Joel Embiid thing, I feel bad because, not that I necessarily feel bad, but he does get a lot of slander. And, you know, it sucks. I think it's that all the blame shouldn't – I feel like all the blame is being placed on him, and it shouldn't be. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers organization also had a lot of drafting issues that they had. And then, you know, with Joel Embiid, you know, his injuries, they're inevitable. I mean, that kind of thing happens. It just sucks. His attitude definitely sucks. Him playing in the Olympics, you know, and then going and then getting hurt, like that definitely sucks when he couldn't play against the Knicks. But I don't think necessarily all the blame should be placed on Joel Embiid. I feel like he gets the slandered the most when a lot of things were inevitable that happened.
Yeah, maybe I'm reading it differently. Maybe I'm the minority here. I know he's taken some criticism, but I just feel like after the Hawks series, most of it went to Simmons. After the Celtics series, they both got it, but I thought most of it went to Harden. I just feel like typically, you know, he's never the first guy who takes that blame.
Yeah, and as a leader, you should be. But I definitely think that there's some things that happened that were out of control, and now he's just angry. I think he wants out. I think the whole reason of the press release and all the stuff that's coming out is because he wants out. I think that's the bigger reason behind it. Philadelphia is a hard city to play in. It's extremely difficult. So I think he just wants out and see what he can get with the rest of his career.
Yeah, I hear you, Mario. What do you got for our side topic today?
So for the side topic, I actually have a question.
Sure.
Do you think you'd be able to get out of that? Like, what would be, if you were a young guy and that happened to you, you just got married, what would be your excuse or the lie that you would tell your wife that you think you could get out of that?
I don't think there's any way this guy's getting out of it.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Mario.
I don't know if there's any. I think it's pretty.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. Did you see his wife already removed his name? Like, his name from her social media.
And I saw, and in her, like, that could also just be for privacy, like, to, because everyone's probably, like,
fair,
trying to scope her out. But yeah, I mean, I would imagine that she's not going to be very happy with her husband after seeing that.
I saw a pretty funny meme. It says, this guy was worth $1.2 billion, mm-hmm, not anymore. You can say he's probably worth about half that now.
Yeah,
that's not
probably
a meme, it's just a tweet.
Oh, it was a tweet. I thought it was a meme. I thought I saw it in a picture.
In meme? I don't know.
Maybe you saw
it in both.
See how quick Buzz is?
Yeah. I told you so.
I told you so. You know, he's so quick.
He was
quick
very
to do
ready
that
to call you old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, very ready.
What is that conversation like when you get home, by the way? Like when you walk in the door, you're like, hey.
So,
do you have a good time tonight? Or like, what is the first thing out of your mouth when that happens?
So it's not what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that conversation goes down.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I would imagine either way, not well.
No.
I mean, she probably didn't end well.
I think that's probably fair to assume. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in.
Kids involved in this, I would assume. I don't know much about
their families. I
believe
they do have children.
You know, just such a shame. When I was
but
in
it did
college,
give us a funny internet moment.
It did.
Though.
It did. When I was in school, was the, you know, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing. I was going to school with his daughter and watching that media circus. Yeah, follow.
You
that
went to school with Chelsea
girl.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dan Wilson. Yeah. I'm like, are we just gonna?
We're not gonna just blow.
I knew this information about John. That's why I guess I didn't react.
I didn't know that.
It was.
There was Secret Service all over the place.
Well, first
campus,
of all,
right?
There were always Secret Service with you know, the president's daughter.
Do you guys remember that movie?
There's like six of them around
her
at all times.
The president's daughter.
They were dressed up like college kids with backpacks, but they always had the little earpieces in. So you knew, and they built like a special little area for them to live in the dorm, like next to her and stuff, and that was amazing. But you had cameras following this poor girl around because of the infidelity of her dad. Just unbelievable, unbelievably depraved to think about how hard that must have been for her.
Yeah, no, that had to be rough. I mean, to go to be a college kid. The only thing worse would have been being in high school at the time.
Can't escape the faults of your father, essentially, all day, every day. Ugh.
Yep. Tough situation for her, and I guess for the kids of the Coldplay couple now.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.